In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My good people, whenever we make the Stations of the Cross, I know we make them devoutly, as best we can, but I wonder if we ever put ourselves inside the stations, if we ever examine ourselves by the light of the stations. The first station, when Jesus is condemned to death, how do we react when we are corrected or condemned, rightly or wrongly, for some fault? Do we take it in the same meekness as our Lord? Or do we let it tear us all apart? The second station, when Jesus takes up his cross, when some little inconvenience or suffering or little cross, whether it's illness or somebody's not getting along with us, do we accept it and shoulder it along with our Lord? Or do we fight it, reject it, add to it? Because every cross that we resist becomes a second one. The third, the seventh, and the ninth stations, Jesus falls under the cross. What about us when we fall? When we fall through sin, do we give up in despair and say, what's the use? Or do we get back up and start all over again? Or when we're set back by some physical thing, we lose our job, or our marriage breaks up, or whatever, do we pick ourselves up and go on? Or do we lay there feeling sorry for ourselves? The fourth station, Jesus meets his afflicted mother. How often do we feel compassion for our parents, our guardians, our superiors, our bosses? Can we truthfully say we would do any better in their place? Do we ever apologize to them for the pain that we give them, the heartbreak, the discouragement that we cause them? Do we ever tell them, I love you, and mean it? The fifth station, Simon of Cyrene is forced to take up the cross. What about ourselves when we see our neighbor in need? Be he Protestant, Catholic, Jew, atheist, black, white, yellow? Do we offer our help? Or do we go past, like the priest and the Levite? Do we have them already condemned because they're not of our faith? Therefore, I will not help them. There are those who believe that. The sixth station. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. Do we ever take time out to wipe the tears from those around us, to share in their grief? Sometimes all a neighbor needs in time of grief, or even a close loved one, sometimes all they need is someone to put their arm around them and be there. But sometimes it seems we're too busy. You think it was easy for Veronica to push her way through that crowd of maniacs and soldiers and wipe our Lord's face? No one said charity was easy. The eighth station. Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. How often do we weep over our own family members? Do we blame God because nothing going right and all the members of our family are going astray one by one? Or do we unite the pain that that causes us to the pain of our Lord as he looked on these women and knew why they wept? It is our prayers and our tears, if we unite them to the prayers and the tears shed along the way of Calvary, it is those that will cause the more conversions, together with our good example. The tenth station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. What about us? When we are stripped of things that we are attached to, do we let them go? Or do we cling on to them? And does their absence cause total chaos in our lives? We can't get along without them. It's amazing what we can become attached to. The way our eggs are fried, the way we get out of bed in the morning. And when a loved one dies, are we so attached that we can't live afterwards? Or do we understand that it's all part of life, and that the sadness and the bereavement we can offer to our Lord? Think of what it felt like for our Lord, the Creator of all, to be stripped naked. And us? Can we not do at least a little of the same? The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. When someone close to us, even someone we love very much, deeply hurts us or offends us or turns against us, again, do we let that devastate us after we shudder under the blow, do we straighten our backs, offer it to our Lord, in union with the nails that pierced his tender arms and feet? The master of all, being mastered by mere creatures. The 12th station. Jesus dies on the cross. Have we died to ourselves? Or is ourself very much alive? Are we truly committed to going after self? Or do we only go after it half-heartedly? It hurts. This is the death on the cross hurt. It hurts to give up self. Let's unite that effort and that pain, and pain it is, with the pain of our Lord. The 13th station, the body of Jesus is placed in the arms of his mother. Can you imagine the anguish, the almost emptiness of Our Lady, holding her dead Creator in her arms? No two people had as much love one for the other as those two. Again, let's examine ourselves and our attachment to people or places or things in the light of Our Lady's complete detachment. She could not have loved more, and yet she gave him up, him who she loved above all things. And the 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb. Do we ever take time out of our busy, noisy lives and withdraw to the silence of the tomb and contemplate what comes next after life? Do we ever sit in that silence and contemplate how different we are from our Lord, and yet we're supposed to be other Christs? We're supposed to put on Christ, as St. Paul so emphatically tells us. In the silence of that tomb, we look into that mirror of the tomb. What do we see? Do we see Christ? Or do we see our own selfish, ugly selves? We're so quick to look at our neighbor and accuse him or her of not being Christ-like. But do we ever look at ourselves with our neighbor's eyes? And what do they see? Do they see Christ? So my good people, in a short while we'll be making the Stations of the Cross. And any other time, think upon these things. Compare ourselves with our Lord and see how we measure up. And when we find ourselves falling short, let's not try to do something about it. Let's make a full commitment and do it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.